I'm Rein Olyfkes. I'm the senior curator in ceramics and glass. The thing we're looking at is a spectacular and outlandish object. It's really, I think, one of the most extraordinary things ever made in ceramic. It's a pyramid-shaped, huge flower vase. It's as tall as a person, 1.60 meters. It consists of a large base, which rests on four reclining lions. And then on top of that is a stack of individual containers. And each of these containers has a spout in each of the four corners. You stack them, and the containers get smaller towards the top. And those could all be filled with water, and flowers would be put in each of those spouts. So the whole pyramid would be clad, as it were, with fantastic flowers. These vases were really designed as an integral part of the interior. The interiors were quite dark, dominated by dark wood at that time. So these objects would bring a fantastic accent of color into the interior. Also, the shape of these is really a pyramid, and that is something you see a lot in topiary at the time in French formal garden designs. So these pyramids really bring a bit of the garden inside the home. The whole object is made out of blue and white ceramics, which is made in Delft just before 1700. So it's white tin glaze, and in contrast is this beautiful dark blue decoration, which is very typical for Chinese porcelain. And actually, all over this wonderful object are scenes of Chinese figures in the Chinese pavilions in a garden. These type of vases are extremely rare. Now, and an extraordinary fact is that you hardly find them at all in the Netherlands, where they were made, but you find quite a lot of them relatively here in stately homes. And the reason for this is that at that time, the King William III was, of course, a Dutchman, married to Mary Stuart. She came to Holland, lived there for a while, and really was bit by this craze for Chinese porcelain and Dutch imitations for it. So when they were back here at Hampton Court, she ordered huge quantities of Dutch Delftware straight from the manufacturers. And it's thought that they also ordered ceramics like these. They were usually made in pairs, a pair of these pyramids, and they were given to key, most loyal courtiers at that time.